It's Grand Old Opry time.
Rally all your friends and neighbors.
It's time for Backstage with Banterra, where we take you backstage at the Grand Ole Opry. More than just a bank, Banterra, your partners for life. Learn more at Banterra.com. My guest, as always, from the Opry is our friend Opry Dan. Good morning, Dan.
Mr. Zimmer, how are you, sir?
Man, I'm doing great, and I know you are busy because I'm looking at October at the Grand Ole Opry, and it's crazy all the shows you have, and the one that I really, really want to go to, but I mean, they're all great, but coming up on Monday, an Opry salute to Ray Charles. Dan, how did this come about? This is just awesome.
Nothing. So you know what? It's been a long, long time in the making. It was probably 15 years ago or so we did a portion of a show that was a tribute to Ray Charles, because some of your listeners would likely know, and some might not know, that Ray Charles had a huge impact on country music. Long about the early 60s, he came along after having, you know, set the world on fire with his music and said how much he loved country music and recorded that landmark album, Modern Sounds of Country and Western Music, and really introduced our genre that we love today to a whole new class, a whole new population in the cities of our great country. So we all owe Mr. Charles a debt. I know Travis Tritt, for one, I know is particularly excited about honoring Mr. Charles on Monday night.
You know, I'm looking at the lineup there with Travis Tritt, and then you've got a newcomer like Cam. Of course, you've got Brett Eldridge on there, Chris Young, Darius Rucker, and Boys to Men. Look out
Boys
now, Dan.
Boys to Men.
Woo!
I'll tell you real quick, though, that we added, people found out about it and wanted to be a part of the show. So, let's see. Leanne Rimes just added this week, as can happen at the Grand Ole Opry. And Ronnie Millsap also added, so that's going to be just great. And a fellow named Charlie Wilson added for that show as well. So who knows, there may be another artist or two that adds before Monday rolls around, because it's going to be a really great show to be a part of. And I'll tell you, if you can't make it down for Monday's show, that will air on PBS stations across the country, including Southern Illinois, in November. So next month, you'll be able to tune in and see that show as well.
And my guest, as always, is Dan Rogers, who actually is the author of a book called Backstage at the Grand Ole Opry. And Dan, I've got the book in front of me. And where do folks get this if they're just curious like I am about the Opry?
Oh, you can always, that's available when you come visit us at the shop. And I should have said, part of our birthday is we have an all-new shop opening for birthday weekend as well. So go in there and say, I heard about this book, and even though Kent Zimmer said bad things about it, I want one.
I appreciate your time. Opry Dan and Backstage with Banterra. Brother, thank you. We'll see you at the Opry.
We appreciate you guys. Come see us.
Oh, thank you, Dan. Backstage with Banterra, where we take you backstage at the Grand Ole Opry. More than just a bank, Banterra, your partners for life. Learn more at Banterra.com.
That's about all for now, but we'll be back again next week with another Grand Ole Opry.
Kent in the Country.